joking terms?
I don't think so. I guess that's about all I'm familiar with.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a...
midwife.
Other
That's
names?
The only terms okay. I know.
The boy and his father have the same appearance. The boy...
resembles, favors for appearance, too. Mm-hmm. Takes after, I guess, for disposition.
All right.
Would be about it.
Anything else for either of those?
Looks like.
Would you say chip off the old block to mean anything?
Not really. It's kind of corny to
okay.
me.
Mother has looked after 3 children until they're grown up. You say she has...
raised.
Mm-hmm. You make a distinction between raised and reared, or do you just not use reared?
I just don't use reared.
Okay. I've been told recently that the dictionary says reared is proper.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I stand corrected.
I think it was American Heritage that said that, though, and I don't believe them
anymore. Oh, in that case, forget it.
Okay. To a naughty child, you say you're going to get a...
spanking, I guess. To me, spanking's less severe than a whipping.
Would you use your hand for one?
Yeah, you might get whipped with a belt or a paddle, maybe. You could get a switching, too, with a real switch.
Mm-hmm. Could a whipping be with a switch? Or is it a switching?
I don't think of it. Yeah, switching.
Switching,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything any more severe than a whipping?
I guess. No. I've heard things like I'm gonna blister your behind, that sort of thing. But I don't know if I've ever heard somebody say I'm gonna give you a real blistering. Mm-hmm. I guess not.
Would it matter whether you're talking to a young child or an older child?
Older child would be more likely to get a whipping, I guess.
Okay. Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You say Bob did what a lot?
He grew.
And you say to him, you have certainly...
grown.
And he came up so fast you could almost see him.
Grow.
Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
If I had to say something about it, I'd probably say illegitimate. I know bastard.
Would you use bastard?
No, I don't think so. Not in that sense. I might call somebody a sorry bastard or something like that, used as an epithet.
You wouldn't mean illegitimate
no,
then?
No, it wouldn't have
okay.
anything to do with that.
Uh-huh. Any other terms for an illegitimate child? Joking terms?
No, I'm not familiar with any of those others.
Blacks use anything?
Don't think so.
Okay. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
more loving.
Your brother's son is called your...
Before you go on, I might mention those ER forms. I'm fond of Lewis Carroll's Curiouser. I think that's a fine word.
Yes.
Use it a lot.
Curiouser. Yes, I've heard
curiouser.
You say that, as a matter of fact.
Now, what am I supposed to
say? Your brother's son. Did you say that?
Brother's son. Oh, my nephew?
Yes. Child that's lost its father and mother. Don't say a motherless child, it's a fatherless child.
An orphan.
Okay. Does it matter whether it's institutionalized or not?
I don't think so. I've heard things like waif and urchin.
Mm-hmm. Have you really heard people say those?
I think they're more literary terms.
Uh-huh.
I guess they mean about the same as orphan. I think of a waif and an urchin being more destitute, though.
Mm-hmm. I think of Dickens when you say
right,
waif
right.
and orphan. A person appointed to look after the orphan, is it legal?
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you say the town is full of my...
relatives, kinfolks. Referred to just as my people.
Mm-hmm.
I might use any of those.
All right. If it were just parents and grandparents, would you have a different term?
I really don't know. Maybe just immediate family.
Would that mean just the people that live in the house with you?
Probably so. My grandmother happens to live with us, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would she still be your immediate family even if she
didn't? Is to me.
Okay. She has the same family name and does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually...
I'm not related. I'm no kin to her.